And our final takeout comes from Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor here in the studio. So we've got the college football season, which is well underway, and the rankings now actually have some data to support them. But suddenly, college football upsets create some mathematical problems in the rankings. This is a big controversy. Explain.
Well, okay, so first I want to get to some of the most exciting stories of the season right now. You have Javed Best, who plays for Cal, who Javed Best scored 5 touchdowns last game. Cal is undefeated. Well, they're undefeated so far. They're about to get into Pac-10 play. They're a great team to watch
Cal
for.
Cal Davis? The Bears?
Berkeley Cal.
Oh, the exactly. Berkeley Cal.
Yeah, exactly.
I think our producer, Colin, will freak out.
Well, I think so. I want people to look out for them. Also, remember that guy Sam Bradford, who played for Oklahoma, that went down early in the season, and
yep.
It was a big hoopla
yep,
over him.
Yep, yep.
Well, this guy Landry Jones, who took his place, just scored a Oklahoma record 6 touchdowns in the last game. So he's come on, and we'll see if we need Sam Bradford. Oklahoma is not ranked in the top 10.
Heisman shortlist.
He's not on the shortlist yet, but he's going to get some mention. That's an interesting point. And then there's also Chad Jones for LSU. Chad Jones played for the LSU's College World Series winning baseball team. Now he just had 2 interceptions last week. So there's some interesting stories.
All right, here is the upset that's really sort of tipped over the apple cart in the college rankings.
McKnight trying to throw a block. Ball is up. Still running. Flag is down. That's it anywhere. Huskies upset the Trojans here in Seattle.
Who would have thunk it? The Washington Huskies upset USC. What's that going to mean?
And this is why I focused on Cal today, University of California at Berkeley, because the Pac-10 is a really difficult conference. If you lose a game in that conference, you're gonna lose your chances to get a national championship. USC has now gotten bumped out like we just listened to. I don't know if USC is going to be able to come back from that and be able to compete for the national championships.
But it still means, in terms of absolute performance, the rankings are messed up because you might actually have everybody in the Pac-10 in the top 10.
Without a doubt. And that's partly because the teams are so good. It's the same thing with the Big Ten, the same thing with the Southeast Conference, the SEC. So, you'll get a team like last year, Florida. They lost the game, and they still were able to win the national championship. So there's a chance if your schedule's tough enough, and that's really about what it's about in college football. Look at your team, look at what their ranking is, and then look at their schedule for the rest of the year, and then you'll determine how they're going to end up.
Look at Celeste's team, University of Michigan, where they stand. Just give her some encouragement.
They're doing good, better than they were
in
last year.
Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, thanks for that takeout. Takeaway Sports contributor here in the studio. Thank
you. Good morning.
Coming up, how a suspected terror case is creating tension between the NYPD and the FBI. We're also talking about the ugly American. Is that reality or a myth? And what are the traits of an ugly American?
This is Richard Cavish up in Nyack. I think one reason why so many foreigners regard Americans as ugly is that we go over to Europe, to places like France and Germany, and just walk into restaurants and stores and speak English and make no attempt at all to speak foreign languages.
Parlez-vous American?
That's
Tell
great.
Us your take at 877-8-MY-TAKE or send us an email to mytake@thetakeaway.org.
That was ugly.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.